Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Welcome to the show. On Christmas Eve, we are indeed live for all 4 hours on this festive Wednesday, and we have so much to get to. Did you see the breaking news, Channing Crowder?
No, what happened?
Did you see the breaking news, Alejandro Solana?
I think I did. The Miami Marlins spending money?
Did you see the breaking news, Jaime Garcia? Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Matt Mervis has signed with the Washington Nationals organization. Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of John Heyman, Matt Mervis signs a deal with his hometown Nats.
Breaking.
I mean, it's tough for me to root for someone inside the Marlins division, but I'm going to have to. I'm a Nats fan. I'm sure he'll have an opportunity to make the roster. And we know he is a spring training god, and I'm pretty excited to get myself up to D.C. and reunite with the Mervis militia.
You're going to go to D.C.?
I'm going to go to D.C. I've been following Matt Mervis around, went to Jacksonville, I went out west somewhere, Reno, went to Reno, and now D.C., baby.
I'm busy. I don't even know the dates.
You're not invited. We know about you. You're a Johnny come lately. You're a convenient fan. We've seen it with the Hurricanes all week long. Ever since the Hurricanes took care of round one in the college football playoffs, you're peacocking around we and the you and Carson Beck and all this stuff. And I know what'll happen with Matt Mervis. Yeah. Matt Mervis starts jacking ding-dongs in the nation's capital. You're going to have the jersey. You're going to have the first class seats on Spirit, the big front seats. You'll be up there before I am.
Matt Mervis ain't doing what you did. I'm telling you that now. Trust me.
When you say breaking news, Hawk, who exactly is breaking a Matt Mervis update? Because I imagine the only person clicking on that article is you.
But I told you it was John Heyman.
Huh.
You know John Heyman?
Yeah.
From MLB Network?
Yeah, of course. Love the Heyman.
Yeah. Only 1 million followers on Twitter for his baseball breaking news. Hmm. I would say that it's breaking news. If John Heyman finds it applicable to having a tweet on Christmas Eve about Matt Mervis, it is breaking news.
Okay. All right. If you say so, but I would imagine the only person to retweet that, you and Mrs. Mervis.
Let's see. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
John Heyman. Matt Mervis signs with his hometown Nats. 80 retweets, 432 likes, 67,000 impressions, and 25 comments.
So you have the 67,000 burner account is all I'm hearing. No joke, I am done with the Matt Mervis stuff. It was cutesy. I tried to join with you on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp because I wanted to leverage some free merch. It didn't happen. Sure. We got one like out of their social media correspondent. And by the way, we're the only people tweeting them. I'm done with
Us and John Heyman.
Right. Us and John Heyman.
Well, listen, you don't want to be on the Mervis militia? You're not on the Mervis militia.
Later.
Nobody cares.
Later.
Yeah, good. Peace out. Just me and you now, Jimmy.
Exactly.
You ever been to D.C.?
Never been to D.C.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not going to get me there.
We have a lot of stuff to get to today. We have a loaded potato for Christmas Eve. Jim Larranega is going to join us. Gino Toretta is going to join us. Zach Gelb is going to join us. I mean, we've got Action Jack. And I was at the Heat game last night. They've got some issues. Panthers are rolling, though. We are 1 week away from New Year's Eve football. Literally 1 week away. Canes and Ohio State, and we will talk about that today. The Heat, Solana, have lost 9 of their last 11 games.
Yep.
Is that worrisome?
Very. I want to come clean with you two. I was thinking about it during the post-game show yesterday, about a quarter of the way into the season, not before a quarter, about 15 to 16 games. The Heat were 13-6 or whatever, and I told you both, hey, at the very least, I don't know if they're going to win a title. I don't know if they're going to contend. This is fun, and it's sustainable. Like, they're committed to playing this pace. They're going to keep playing at this pace. They're going to keep scoring. At the very least, it's fun. And I can definitively say, about 15 games later, they're committed, but the results aren't the same. This isn't fun anymore. I am rats off the ship, as Tobin would say. I don't know exactly what's gone on here. But there was nothing about yesterday's game that was fun. Nothing. There wasn't a moment where you could look at what the Heat were putting on the court yesterday and say, wow, that was entertaining. There wasn't a moment. They started 1 of 12 from the floor. And outside of Jaime Jaquez Jr., everybody was bad. Everybody.
Can I say that maybe the league caught up with their new approach to basketball and their players aren't talented enough to keep that up?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think the players are talented enough. I mean, you're watching guys launch shot. If they're hitting shots, I mean, it's simple. If they're hitting all these shots, it's a completely different outcome. But I was apoplectic last night. You want to talk about not having fun? I mean, an hour and a half to get there. We left here at like 6 o'clock. Hour and a half to get down there, to get down to Biscayne Boulevard. 20 minutes on Biscayne Boulevard to get to the arena. Park in the underground garage. 25 minutes in line to get the elevator up into the arena. And then I go out there. I watch them play a game where I'm like, I don't know. That guy's wearing Andrew Wiggins' number. But he doesn't look like he's Andrew Wiggins. Like, nope. I didn't know what was going on there. And to top it off, I bet Bam double double. Bam had 8 rebounds in the first half. He hit 10 rebounds at the beginning of the third quarter. He ended with 9 points on 3 of 10 shooting?
4 of 11 from the field, 1 of 3 from the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3. I don't know what the hell's going on with Bam Adebayo.
And Bam sets 900 screens, but then doesn't do anything. And here's what frustrated me. In around the fourth quarter, they cut it to maybe like 14 or so. This was their run. You know, usually there's runs. This was their run, cutting it to 14. Mm-hmm. Bam comes in off the bench. You expect the alpha male, the alpha dog on the team to go out there and just be like, give me the ball. Like, I'm going to bring it. There's 8 minutes left. Give me the ball. Feed me the ball. And nothing. There was nothing from him. And I was watching him. Obviously, I'm watching him because I need 1 point. And I'm watching him. I'm like, come in like a man on fire who's going to say, I'm going to single-handedly cut this lead to single digits. Like, feed me the ball in the paint. I'm going in strong. I'm going to get fouled. Nothing, man.
The alpha male in a room full of who? That would be the problem. Because he's alpha male, but he's not in a room full of those. I would say, I'm not calling them out of, you know, personally. I don't know these guys personally. But there's not those dudes that want to take over. There's not those dudes. Bam is not. It's my criticism of Bam that me and Solana have argued about for years. He doesn't want to give me the rock and move the hell out the way. It's what y'all told me and Norman Powell tries his best to do. They're not built like that. We don't have those guys. Jimmy Butler became that guy that kind of took over whenever he decided to, or, you know, I don't know.
Kind of, right?
Melatonin levels were low. I don't know what the hell had to help for Jimmy to be that guy. But we don't have that guy. We don't have the SGAs. The Jalen Brunson. We watched some of them play against the Heat this year where they say, talk to your point. Hey, what happened to Knicks game? Close game. Hey, give me the rock. Watch this. I'm about to go get eight. About to go get 8 real quick and see what they're going to do. We don't have that guy. We haven't had that guy in a long time.
Well, Barry Jackson yesterday after the game, he said, this isn't complicated. When you don't have a first, second, or third team All-NBA player on your team, it's historically hard to win a lot. The Heat roster doesn't have anyone who has received that honor. And look, like, we know that. They don't have a superstar, and they don't have an SGA. But, like, there's only one SGA. I mean, we're –
Right,
we're,
but a guy like I, that.
I'm with you. I'm just, with you, though.
There's Jokic. I'm telling you. There's Brunson. There's Solana. They don't defend this today.
No. I'm telling you. They don't have that quality of player. I'm with you. But they're also – too talented to look how they looked yesterday is my point. They don't have a Brunson. They don't have an SGA. They don't have a Joker, but they're still quality enough to where they're not getting blown out and scoring 91 points to the Toronto Raptors. My thing with Bam, though, is that he's actually not setting screens, Hawk. This offense is predicated on not setting screens, and Bam Adebayo, throughout 8 years of his career, has been a screen setter. And a lot of his offense, dribble handoff with Duncan, pump fake Duncan, they throw the alley to Bam. This year, only 15% of his shots are coming within 0 to 3 feet of the rim. That's less than ever before. He's creating half of his shots literally 50% of his shots he's creating on his own. He's never been that guy. Face up, take somebody off the dribble and be elite at it. He's been okay at times. But yeah, like it's a totally different adjustment for him. And it's caught up to not only him, but everybody. Simone can't hit a shot. Norm's not shooting like he's God anymore. Davion can't hit the side of a barn. Like everybody's regressed at the same time. And now we're like, hey, look for your all-stars to dig you out of this hole. Well, Tyler Hero's toe still hurts. And Bam Adebayo's going through the worst shooting slump maybe of his career. All of this happening at the same time. And the result is you get blown out at home by the Raptors 2 times in 8 days. And you've lost 8 of your last 10.
You just said, wait for your all-stars to dig you out of the hole. We are missing a piece of that equation. It's called all-stars.
No, those guys are all-stars.
You make fun of me.
Those guys are all-stars.
You make fun of me for not being able to cover tight ends. You're telling Bam to go face somebody up and create his own shot without any help? Who do you think? You think Bam is Magic Johnson?
No, but you
He's
think
Bam Adebayo.
You think Bam was you. Like, that's the problem. Bam is
me. Offensively, Bam is me covering tight ends. He can screen. He can rebound. He can do all of that pretty stuff. He's a very, very – I can't say great. Bam is a very, very good basketball player. Bam is not that guy. That's why he doesn't have respect nationally. And it's why the only person that respects him to the level that you do is you.
That's not true. But, okay, I mean, I don't
think –
He's
not incorrect, Solana. He's not incorrect. He's not that guy.
No. But I'm not saying he's a one. I'm not saying he's Jokic. I'm not saying he's Giannis. I'm not telling you that that's what he is. But to just look at his offensive game and his shortcomings on the offensive end, which he's never been a face-up, I'm going to go drop 40 on anybody at one guy.
He's never been an offensive threat.
Can we get
threat.
To 10? Can
he's
we get to 10?
He's never been an offensive threat. He's not. Nobody says, man, this damn Bam will drop 40 on us tonight. What? Bam got to 40 twice in his career, maybe. Bam, he's not built like that.
Right, but
that's
to call
my
him,
problem
to
with
call
Bam.
Him a bum on the offensive end isn't the right analysis either.
He's
not
a bum.
You.
He's Channing Crowder. He's an offensive Channing Crowder.
Think you got to go
we'll
back
start.
And watch
he's
some, of,
start.
Your,
he's
watch some
start.
Of your film.
He's going to start. Solana, he's going to start. He's going to do his job. He's going to get the buckets he's supposed to. He's going to work hard to do what he's supposed to do. He has no special talent offensively. He's not a great mid guy. He's not a great.
He is.
What does he do
great
offensively?
He is, but that's what's so confounding here is that in the past he was a very good jump shooter when teammates were able to set him up for the jump shot, and a lot of his shots, most of them around 20% at least, were coming within 0 to 3 feet of the basket. And when you eliminate that by half, you're asking him now to be a perimeter player and to strictly take guys off the dribble when he's starting alongside Khalil Ware. I think it's absolutely unbelievable that Heat fans can seriously sit here the last couple days when Khalil Ware was going off and say, oh, look, Khalil's black Bam Adebayo. Hey, why do you think Khalil Ware has so many attempts at the rim? Because Bam's running on the perimeter taking threes. Like, one thing has to do with the other. Let's be real here.
Well,
we're
why is he
game.
Out on the perimeter taking threes? Because of him or because of Spo?
I think it's the style of offense. They need him to transition to more of a perimeter player at times. But you're taking away a guy, literally what he's done 8 years of his career, asking him to be a completely different player and taking away the most impactful part of his game, which was screen setting and distribution with the ball with guys running around him, and then they created for him. He's no longer doing that, and to just assume he's going to be the same player to me is folly. And I'm not defending Bam. 9 points yesterday was miserable. He had a jumper at the free throw line that hit the bottom of the rim. Jimmy would have knocked in that jumper. I'm just telling you that the Heat's problems aren't only because Bam Adebayo isn't a stellar or a superstar on the offensive end. It's deeper than that. Everybody has regressed. Everybody on the team has regressed. Andrew Wiggins doesn't want to put the ball in the basket. Like, everybody has regressed.
No, Solana, they became themselves. They haven't regressed.
Okay,
Wiggins
maybe.
Is Wiggins.
Maybe.
Bam is Bam. Devontae Mitchell is Devontae Mitchell. What's his name? It's not Devontae. Davion. It's something else with a D. Davion is Davion. That's what they haven't regressed, Solana. They were playing above themselves early in the year.
Maybe.
And now, when the drag of an NBA season goes on, They become themselves. And did you just brag about his stats 0 to 3 feet from the basket?
Yes, because
0 to 3 feet from the basket.
It's like Crowder.
7 foot. 0 to 3 feet from the basket, Solana. That's where I'm great.
Crowder, don't be ridiculous. It's like saying a tight end throughout his entire career only was playing and running routes within 0 to 10 yards. And then all of a sudden, 1 year, they're saying, no, you know what? We want you to be the deep threat. You think he'll be as impactful as a deep threat trying to outrun safeties that he's not faster than? No, he can outrun linebackers like you.
If said tight end is now a one or two option in that said offense, their offense is going to be terrible if that tight end can only run 9 yard routes.
Right. I mean, he's right. Your example actually proves his point.
It doesn't, because I'm not trying. You guys are framing it like I'm defending Bam Adebayo here.
No. I just think you think maybe he's something that he's not, and I think you think he could revert to being something that he never really was. He had a great All-Star season. He's a really good basketball player. Any team would be lucky to have Bam on the team. I'm just telling you, a guy, when you're down 14 to Toronto at home, full house, essentially, during the holidays, for a fan base that's clamoring for them to get back on the right track, he checks in, and it didn't seem like he had any kind of desire to just get me the ball, I'll create. And you needed that from him last night.
But he's not that guy. You're asking him to be.
But he has to be that guy in that moment.
But Hawk, he's not, like, that's what you guys are saying. I think he's something he's not. On the contrary, I know his limitations. He's never going to be the guy who's going to grab the ball at the top of the key, have a high usage percentage, and take people one-on-one, possession after possession after possession. And if those are your expectations for Bam Adebayo to be SGA, to be Joker, you're going to fall short every time. You might as well not watch heat basketball because you don't know what you're expecting.
But if the other guys on the team are underperforming and you're Bam, you're the guy, you have to do that.
But he's not the guy on the offensive side.
But he has to be last night.
No, he doesn't, Hawk. He can't be that guy.
Who's supposed to? So who is it?
The Heat play a certain system. You can't just say, hey, the system's not working. Bam, go take Scottie Barnes off the dribble. Like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal never just took people off the dribble from the top of the key. His teammates had to throw him the ball, entry pass into the post. Like, what are you saying?
Well, Bam, tell Bam get his ass down low like Shaquille did and go out there and make them hack a Bam because he could take a game over from 0 to 3 feet. Shaq was from 0 to 3 feet too. Shaq is a Hall of Famer first ballot. Bam is not.
He's not. No, and guess what? That's what I expect him to be. I expect him to be the anchor on the defensive end offensive player, but he needs to play within
a
system.
Glue guy. He's a lot of glue in his draw.
I just don't understand. Like you're asking Bam 9 years
we
into his career.
We want our stars to be.
I'm just saying a star.
But he's a star, but he's not a star because of his offensive game. And nobody has ever said he is a star.
But
he's not incapable of
going to the basket. You're making him sound incapable. You're making him sound like Dennis Rodman. I'm suggesting Dennis Rodman take over a game. Anyway, we're going to run out of time here, and I want to have time with Zach Gelb and all our guests today. So. Heat, as you can see, have lost 9 of 11. Hey, don't look now. The Bulls have won 4 in a row, and Josh Giddey put up another triple-double last night. I'm just saying. The team that you were making fun of, Solana, is the mirror image of the team that you thought was a top-3 seed in the East. The Heat and the Bulls are the same exact schizophrenic team.
The play-in tournament baddies are getting right back to it, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Play-in tournament.
Giddey all day long. All day long.
I say Giddey over Bam.
100%. You'd be insane. You'd be insane if you didn't. Let's get a real quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
You want to talk about a real team streaking? The Buffalo Sabres. Right here. To all of you. Right here. Rob
really
Pizzola,
are.
The
they
Buffalo
really are.
Sabres.
They really are.
Hey, the Marlins spent money today, like legit money.
Yeah, they got a reliever.
Yeah, $13 million.
I mean, when we say legit spent money, $13 million in the scheme of MLB is honestly me finding some pocket change and I go, oh, look at that. I forgot I left these $3 when I cashed in a cash pop the other day. Like, the bar is so low on the Marlins. We're like, oh my gosh, they spent $13 million. And in the meantime, there's teams who are spending $13 million on the equipment manager.
They hit a cash pop, but we got to get excited for what we got.
It's true.
Yeah, but I feel like $13 million for one player, that's more than our payroll the past like 5 years. At least
no, he'll be one of the highest paid players on the roster. Like, there's no question about it. So it does. I mean, compared to what they've done, 13 mil is a big expenditure for them. But for most teams, that's probably not newsworthy.
Well, according to Josh Appel, Peter Fairbanks, right-handed closer, very good. The Marlins went out, got somebody who was a very good closer. Then he emphatically texted me, he's an all-star in all caps. 30 seconds later, he followed that up with, never mind, never made an all-star team. But according to our resident baseball expert, Josh Appel, he is a very good player. Turned down $11 million option from Tampa Bay last year. Went into the open market, got 13. So right, a nice little bump up for him. Dolphins are going to play the Buccaneers on Sunday. The Heat do stink. The Panthers beat the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday. It was an awesome game. And here's your Xmas Day NFL game schedule. Here we go. 1 o'clock, Commanders versus Cowboys. Washington is a 6 or 7 point underdog at home. The Vikings play the Lions tomorrow. The Vikings are a 7 point underdog at home. The Chiefs host the Broncos tomorrow. The Chiefs are like a 72 point underdog at
Washington's
home.
A home dog to Dallas?
Yes.
Wow. Eight. Yeah.
Mary,
it's up to eight. It was at seven this morning.
But Dallas has nothing to play for.
And Washington doesn't, but they have Mariota versus Dak.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, home team, two meaningless, a meaningless game for two teams that are just going through the motions. That seems like a large spread to me.
Oh, I wouldn't lay the points, but I could see why they're favored. It is a big number.
There's five Christmas Day games in the NBA tomorrow as well.
All right.
Your weather in South Florida?
No Giddy, no Giddy, and no Bam.
You know what's the best winning percentage in NBA history on Christmas Day, Crowder?
LeBron.
The Miami Heat do. Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. I made that up. It's actually a gorgeous day outside. I don't see a cloud here in Kendall.
Oh, I thought you were saying you made up the Christmas Day stat.
No. The Heat are 12-2 all time.
That would have been funnier.
Oh, wow. Bam was hurt.
Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
All right. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I remind you, the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear, caneswear.com. Zach Gelb is the Dallas Cowboys and NFL studio host, heard nationally on Compass Media Networks. He's a longtime friend of the program, and I'm guessing you knew that Josh Johnson was going to be the opposing quarterback tomorrow to your Cowboys.
I wouldn't call them my Cowboys, but I'll take paychecks wherever they come these days. But I will say this, Matt Mervis signing with the Nationals. Big day.
I mean, this is a big day. Christmas has come early in the Hockman household with Matt Mervis getting a shot to make that Nats roster. I think there's a big buzz around MLB, right, Gelb?
Huge. Palpable buzz. Major League Baseball has never been bigger because the Mervis militia is now storming D.C., and we'll see how long that does last.
Yeah, you got to be careful about militia storming D.C.
That was pun intended, by the way. Surprised the signings didn't come on January 6th, by the way.
Yeah, very, very dicey around this time of year. Zach Gelb.
I have nothing to lose these days, so I can make whatever jokes you want. You're getting Gelb unfiltered here.
How does it feel not to have your daily national radio program? Do you feel like you're just screaming into the ether and no one hears you?
Well, did you tell Stu Gotts the plan? Have you told him the plan? The reason why Hawk is now all buddy-buddy with Stu Gotts is he got this big national gig at Fox. Hawk is going to stab Stu Gotts coming up on Thursday next week, and then they will need a host to replace him in the afternoons nationally, and then it will be Zach.
You're the new Stu Gotts?
I don't think I'm going to call myself Stu Gotts, but if it means that I get the afternoon gig at Fox Sports Radio and we kill Stu Gotts, yeah, I'm for it.
Stu Gelb. It's my Stu Gelb.
It may actually bring Levitard and Hoffman together if we kill Stu Gotts.
Let's talk sports with the networkless Zach Gelb. Make a case for Mike McDaniel and or Tua Tagovailoa to return to the Dolphins next season.
The only case is Tua with the money. Mike McDaniel, if I had to make a case, you know, they did salvage and made this at least somewhat of a respectable product, but I am of the opinion that you got a clean house. Goodbye, Tua, this offseason. Goodbye, Mike McDaniel, and have them join Chris Greer and yours truly in the unemployment line. That's what I would say.
Gelb, you're extremely talented at what you do. I have to say it. I listen to you all the time. I actually text. You know what? Solana hates when I text him during his shows. You seem like you enjoy my in-show text, so I appreciate you, Gelb.
Yeah, I don't mind him because then we could use it for on-air fodder, and usually Crowder is always saying something that is usually juicy and worth an opinion, so I don't mind it whatsoever.
But unfortunately, you don't have a show anymore. So who are you going to share it with? Your girlfriend?
Maybe my neighbor.
You're taking shots? I was giving him praise. Yeah. But to the point about McDaniel, you're saying maybe, like, the number we saw, them being outscored 113-27 in the third quarter coming out of halftime. Like, I gave up on McDaniels about a month ago, and we've been going at it on this show. You can really tell a team to let Mike McDaniels run their organization?
No. I've been telling you for 2 years that this guy should be out of a job. The question was just, can you make a case? I tried to make a case. It's a case that probably wouldn't hold up in court. It's a case that I wouldn't listen to. I've been the leader of this. As Hockman is the leader of the Mervis militia, I have been the leader of the charge of getting Mike McDaniel canned, and I've told you 2 years ago he gave me the coaching ick. So it's nice that you three Stu Nods are finally on board with me that understand that this guy can't coach as a head coach.
I'm not necessarily on board yet.
He's not yet. That's what I was kind of – I think my question was directed towards Hawk more than you, Gelb. I'm not going to lie.
No, I am. I'm off the McDaniel ship. I got nothing left for either
of
those
like
guys.
To go down with the sinking ship, though.
I often do.
You could have been Mervis. In the Titanic.
Matt Mervis is probably a perfect example. Speaking of going down with a sinking ship, Solana, anything about Bam Adebayo for Gelb?
That's cute.
I thought you were going to talk about the end of our network, honestly.
Hawk's big three was Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, and Tua Tagovailoa. I mean,
admittedly, you could poke holes in that big three.
So I will say this, and Solana has been extremely nice throughout this whole process. I know Solana and I, we kind of throw jabs at each other, or basically I just beat Solana up this entire segment. But Solana sent me a lot of nice messages over the last few days that do mean a lot to me. But I kid you not, I was getting a ton of phone calls on my last show on Friday, and one of the callers was a guy from Miami, and he goes, I heard you on first with Hockman and Crowder. As much as I love Solana, with you being available, maybe push the line out of the door and it becomes Hockman, Crowder, and Geld. That's what the caller said. I'm not even kidding.
The only never do that. You would never do it. If they offered you Gelb, you would never do that to Solana.
Potentially.
Gelb, you'd last 1 week. You'd last 1 week with these two bozos. Crowder thinks Bam Adebayo is the worst player in the NBA, and Hawk was calling Tua, Greer, McDaniel the big three. You would fight these two after a week of their takes.
Here's what I would know. I would always be on time for the show, and I would always show up in person.
Well, like Crowder, you're out. Hawk, you're out.
Damn it. My flame has been extinguished.
That second name is gone if you come on time and show up every day. Come on.
Hey, Gelb.
Yeah. And I don't like Maradona, by the way.
Hey, Gelb, what's your philosophy on like a rebuild? Because we were kind of making the argument. The Broncos lost by 70 to the Dolphins or whatever it was. The Dolphins scored 70 on them. And then two seasons later, they're the number one seed in the AFC. Even if you do, owe Tua $2 billion next year and your cap room is kind of hamstrung because of the dead cap and you fire McDaniel, it shouldn't be too difficult, in your opinion, I don't know, to find a head coach who will buy into basically what next year will be, which is like a relief year building towards 2027, right?
Well, here's the thing. In this league, people talk about rebuilds and all this stuff. Look at what the Texans did. Look at what the Patriots have done. Look at what the Commanders did for a year. Look at what the Bears are doing right now, the Jaguars. Like, you could be in the outhouse and quickly go to the penthouse. I know everyone talks about building this team and building the roster, and those things are important, but you either have the head coach and quarterback or you don't. And in Chicago, Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, good enough. New England, Mike Vrabel, Drake May, good enough. Dan Quinn isn't the greatest head coach in the world, but he's good enough. And when Jaden Daniels plays like he's Jaden Daniels, they go to an NFC championship game. I don't know if you ever win a Super Bowl, but in terms of getting this on the right track, even though the roster is not great, they're like, yeah, easier said than done, finding the coach and the quarterback. But once you find guys that could swim and that are just good, you could turn this around rather quickly in this league.
And one thing we're going through with this transition, I call it the buffer year. Like, it's hard to sell an organization and an entire fan base a buffer year, but that's kind of what Solana was just asking. It's going to be a buffer year next year because of the cap ramifications and all of that stuff. But do you have to do, like, who is it? Sean Payton and Bo Nix. It's Vrabel and Drake May. Like, can you find that coach and then fit the quarterback? Find the quarterback, then fit the coach. Does it have to be a full sweep? I know what we're in with Tua and Mike McDaniel and all, but do you have to do the clean sweep and have to be the same year type guy? Because my whole thing is, if you know Mike McDaniel is not the guy, why keep his ass around just making these dudes not play ping pong during breaks? Like, I think the whole culture of what he brings to this organization is bad.
No, you got to get rid of McDaniel. There's no doubt about it. And also, I know it's kind of reverse, but Ben Johnson got hired and he inherited Caleb Williams. Mike Vrabel got hired. He inherited Drake May. And it's not as if Mike Vrabel is an offensive mind, but he brought in Josh McDaniels, who's a disaster as a head coach, but he's a good offensive coordinator. And they said, let's play around Drake May's strengths. And I think that's something, like, if you could get it's been 25 years, guys. You guys haven't had a quarterback since Marino. Get the quarterback when you could get him, and a good head coach will be able to find a way to utilize and use a good quarterback.
Just out of curiosity, I'm not going to hold you to it, but when Tua was coming out of Alabama, did you think he was that guy?
I like Tua a lot. And Tua, actually, when I had a national radio show, came on my radio show quite a few times when he was at Alabama. The problem with Tua, I think, has really been the injuries. And that even starts with the hip injury that he suffered in college, the ankles. And then once you started factoring in the head here, that just took it to a different level. There are some physical limitations with Tua, even without the injuries.
I'm just wondering if you thought it was a good pick at the time. as many people did,
yes.
and it just didn't pan out. Well, like, well, it's hard. I can't fault an organization when everyone's in agreement that, hey, it's a good pick. Now, you could make the case, obviously, Justin Herbert would have been a better pick, and there were plenty of people who said that, and I get that. But I'm just curious if you thought it was a good pick at the time.
No, I thought it was a good pick. Remember, that draft, Tua, it was tanked for Tua. He was supposed to be the number one overall pick, and then Joe Burrow went from six-round draft pick to the number one overall pick in the draft and one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If they would have drafted Herbert over Tua, I would not have bitched about it at the moment, and I was doing the draft show that night, but you got the sense that it was going to be Tua. It was a good pick, but unfortunately, I just think he's mentally cooked here with all that he suffered, and the fact was he wasn't a great quarterback, but he was good. He was a guy that could have been the eighth, the ninth, or the 10th best quarterback in the league, but when you suffer all those injuries and you and your coach were in lockstep, and then that relationship fractured, both guys now are going to be SOL, and I don't think either have a bright future as a head coach or a quarterback in this league. Will Tua get another opportunity somewhere else? Sure. Will Mike McDaniel probably ever be a head coach again? I wouldn't make him a head coach, but can he be an offensive coordinator in this league? Absolutely.
Real quick, because we're going to be out of time here. Hurricanes and Ohio State next Wednesday. Can the Hurricanes beat the Buckeyes?
Can they? Yes. But the things that I saw offensively up against A&M, and I do not like Ohio State. I am not a fan of Crying Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes. I will be rooting for the U, 100% full disclosure. But with that being said, I think Ohio State's going to win.
10 points? Would you lay the 10 points with Ohio State?
Ooh, that's a good line. Oh, they're begging you to plus the points with Miami.
Right.
Yeah, I would lay it with Ohio State.
But if Len Weiner is listening, let's go Canes plus the points, baby. It's all about the U. There will be no one that will be the bigger proponent of Miami. I'll be bigger than Michael Irvin with God knows what he's doing before those games of the way that
you'll
he's
have more good friends on the Hurricanes than Sid Rosenberg.
Of course, my dear friends on WQAM, where football is always on.
All right, Gelby, we love
you.
Merry Christmas.
To that Stelio guy.
He's gunning for your spot, Solana. Merry Christmas, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
There you go. Zach Gelb, we're going to take a break here on Christmas Eve, and we will come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
Once upon a time on Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I didn't realize you were such an expert on this.
I didn't realize you were such an idiot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.